Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha call-in program. I am Hussein Muhammad, and with me on the line today is Molana Fazreen from Sanha. Molana, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
How are you this evening, Molana?
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the Radio Islam listeners.
How are you this evening, Molana?
Doing good, alhamdulillah. How are you, brother Hussein?
All good, shukar. So to all the listeners, if you have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548, and Molana Fazreen will see to your questions and try to answer them to the best of his abilities. I see quite a few messages coming in already. Listener is asking, Assalamu alaikum, is Bounty chocolate halal?
Alaikum salam, yes, Bounty chocolate halal suitable.
Perfect, Jazakallah for that, Molana. Is there, same listener is asking, is there any hair gel for men approved by Sanha?
There is no such product that is approved or certified by Sanha, but if they can specify a brand, and if we have information offhand, then we can advise them further. If not, we can investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
Ameen. A few more messages coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Manhattan gums. Which ones are we allowed? Are there any that we are allowed to eat? Are there any that are haram?
Okay, with them, there is no any haram products, but there is certain products that contains boa and gelatin. As there is a difference of opinion existing with regards to gelatin, whether it's coming from a halal slaughtered animal is accepted or not, I mean non-halal slaughtered. So Sanha standard is any product that has boa and gelatin, if it is not certified by Sanha, as we're not, it's not able for us to assure that it is from a halal slaughtered cattle, so we advise the consumers to abstain products that contains boa and gelatin. So same applies to Manhattan products. Any product that has boa and gelatin, it's not approved by Sanha, but any product that is free from gelatin, it's halal suitable.
Okay. Let's see, a few more messages coming in. Assalamu alaikum, pecan marshmallows.
Okay, this product contains boa and gelatin from unverified sources, so it is not approved by Sanha.
Okay, let's see what else the listener is asking. Assalamu alaikum, is good morning breakfast biscuits halal?
See, this product is halal suitable.
And series juices?
It is halal.
Dairy milk chocolates?
Okay, with regards to Cadbury chocolates made in South Africa are halal suitable. Except for Cadbury Fluffies. Fluffies contains boa and gelatin derived from unverified sources, so this product is not approved by Sanha. As for the imported variants, Cadbury 5 Star, Crunchy, Oreo made in Egypt, Flake, and Breakaway are all suitable. We do not have information on Cadbury Glow or Cadbury Fingers.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Molana. Molana, same listener is asking, Nerds Sweets and Mini Bites.
Okay, Nerds, with regards to Nerds, it's Nerds Wonka. If I'm not mistaken, it's called Wonka.
It's Wonka, ji, correct.
Yeah, Wonka. Some of it contains carmine and some gelatin, so it's not approved.
Not approved, okay. I see quite a few messages to go through. Assalamu alaikum. Are lunch bar chocolates halal?
Yes, this product is halal suitable.
Assalamu alaikum. Is splash bubble gum halal?
Yes, this product is halal suitable.
Let's see. Another listener is asking, salams, are clover products halal?
Clover. Okay, with regards to clover, if they can specify which product they're inquiring about, whether juices or yogurt, cheese, then we can advise them further.
Gee, okay. To see, clover is quite a big brand. They do have a lot of products, so it will be difficult to answer that one. Let's see, which collagen are halal?
Okay, with regards to collagen is commonly derived from animal sources, either from pork or cattle, and also it can be derived from marine sources, that is from fish. So up to date, we haven't certified any collagen product, but in terms of information at our disposal, Solal Marine Collagen and the Real Thing Pro Marine Collagen are halal suitable.
Okay, Molana, back to the clover products. The listener is asking the cheeses and the Tropica juice.
Okay, Tropica juice is a halal suitable. As for the cheeses, we don't approve the imported one. But clover cheese made in South Africa are halal suitable with the exception of Cloverburg and Clover Cubito smoked beef. Besides these two products, the ones made in South Africa are halal suitable.
Jemina, I think you can just repeat the one for Clover Cubitos cheese because another listener is asking.
Okay, with regards to clover cheeses, in general, clover cheese made in South Africa are halal suitable, with the exception of Cloverburg and Clover Cubitos smoked beef.
Okay.
And also the imported variants are not approved by China.
Okay, perfect, Mina.
I think Clover Cubitos, there's three flavors, if I'm not mistaken. There's some spring onion, and but we don't approve the beef flavor, but the other two flavors are halal suitable.
I'm not so... Assalamu alaikum. Is the new skin products permissible to use, like the cleanser masks, etc.?
With regards to new skin, we cannot give a general ruling with or blanket answer, you know. So if they can specify which product, then we may advise them for that.
Okay. I see Maulana Naeem, our sound engineer, is pointing out that we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you help me? Elizabeth Ann's baby powder, is that suitable to use?
Okay, what's the brand again?
Elizabeth Ann's baby powder. The ingredients look alright, but the only one that is worrying me is says benzyl alcohol. The rest looks quite well.
Okay. Benzyl alcohol is not a haram ingredient, it's a halal ingredient. It's sourced from halal sources. It's not regarded as hajj.
Oh, so we can use Elizabeth Ann's baby powder.
It's not from alcoholic beverages, it's industrial ethanol, and it's not regarded as hajj.
Oh, so we can use this Elizabeth Ann baby powder, it's not a problem.
You may use the product.
You can use it.
Yeah.
Jazakallah, salam.
Salam. Salam. Mulana, another message coming through. Is chocolate log halal?
Okay, I can't call offhand of the status of this product. If they can contact our officers tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
I think you don't see it so often anymore. I think it's discontinued or something like that. You find it very seldomly in certain supermarkets. Another message coming in again, back to the clover, but this listener is asking, salams, is clover feta cheese halal?
Yeah, clover feta cheese made in South Africa halal suitable.
Okay. And is cheese balls by Willard halal?
Okay, with regards to Willard, now this product is halal suitable. We don't approve meat variants. Only non-meat variants are halal suitable.
Okay. Another message coming through. Is Megalito lollipop halal?
Okay, I cannot call...
I see the listener sent a picture, but...
Information on manufacturer details or where the manufacturer is.
It looks like an imported product. It says UVA, UVA.
Okay, if they can forward these details to our email, helpline@sanha.org.za, we may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Another message. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Dis-Chem brand of medication glucosamine permissible? They say it is shellfish, however, the ingredients also has ethanol and magnesium.
Okay, with regards to Dis-Chem medicines, it's case by case. We don't give a general ruling. So if they can contact our officers tomorrow, if we have information, we may assist them. But if we do not have information, we can contact Dis-Chem and source the required information, then assist the consumer further.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Colgate fine to use?
Okay, with regards to Colgate, the toothbrushes and mouthwash products are suitable. Unfortunately, with regards to the toothpaste, it's still under query, so we cannot give any assurance at the moment.
Okay. Is the same listener is asking, is Southern Style chicken strips halal?
Yeah, this product is approved by Sanha.
Okay. Is Parmalat double thick plain yogurt halal?
As for Parmalat yogurt, this product contains bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources, so it's not approved by Sanha.
Quite a few messages coming through. I think there's still about 10 to go through. I'll try and rush through them, inshallah. Lancewood cheeses.
Okay, with regards to Lancewood, Lancewood products made in South Africa are certified halal by Sanha. So the consumer has to look on the product's packaging for the country of origin and for our logo.
Okay, another message coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is chicken licken in Toyando Mall halal?
Okay,
no, chicken, just Toyando, not Toyando Mall, just Toyando.
As for chicken, for this chicken licken outlets, we haven't certified any of these outlets, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay. Is Tinkies halal?
Tinkies is not certified by Sanha, so we cannot give any assurance on its halal status.
Okay, perfect. Just to remind the listeners, if you have any questions regarding the halal authenticity of certain products or restaurants, please do call in on 011-854-1548 or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Jimulana, back to the previous message, Salams is cheese balls by Willard Halal. The listener says, sorry, she missed the answer.
Okay. Now, this is a cheese flavor, so this product is halal suitable. So, on a side note, I just added that Willard's meat variants are not approved by China. Only the non-meat variants are approved by China.
Okay. Caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. I want to know if Sultana middle cut in brine, is that halal? I see in the tin it's made in China.
Okay, what's the product again?
Sultana middle cut in brine.
Okay, with regards to this, we do not have information. If you can forward details to our officers tomorrow, we may investigate and assist you further.
And another thing, during the week, Reji Islam said some Saldana fish must be returned all with some batch number or something.
I'm not sure about this, but from China's end, for us to give assurance, we may investigate and assist you further, officers tomorrow.
So, where do I phone tomorrow?
0861-786-111.
Hold on, 086?
1?
0861?
786?
786?
111.
111. Jazakallah.
Amen.
Back to Jazakallah. Back to the messages. Salams, is the Mr. Sweets halal?
Okay, as for Mr. Sweet products, kindly check on the product's packaging for the ingredients. If there is no gelatin, then it's halal suitable. Products that contain bovine gelatin are not approved by Sanha.
Okay. Danone yogurt.
With regards to Danone yogurts, there is a few products that contain bovine gelatin from unverified sources. One is Danone low-fat plain yogurt. The other one is Danone next. Then Danone low-fat fruit-flavored yogurt. And Danone up. Besides these four products, the remaining products such as the double cream, smooth flavored yogurts are halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. Jazakallah khadar mulana. One more call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother?
All good, alhamdulillah.
I'm trying to find out which menopausal medication is halal suitable.
Okay, with regards to this, there is a few products that are halal suitable, so but I can't call it offline at the moment. So if you can contact our officers tomorrow, we may give you the list, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairah.
Amen.
Quite a few messages still to go through. Is Soko not halal? It is a chocolate toothpaste made by Torun.
Okay, with regards to this, I'm sure it's a product from Turkey, if I'm not mistaken. We don't have information, but if we can forward details to our officers tomorrow, we may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, I see the same listener sent a picture of a certain type of chocolate or sweet. It's called fondante.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product, so if they can forward details to our officers, we may investigate and assist the consumer further.
Another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ji apa, your query?
I wanted to know if this is
a... We can't hear you properly.
Okay.
I say we can't hear you properly.
Khan, I wanted to know if Reese is a halal.
Reese?
Ji.
Ji, this product is halal suitable.
Okay, jazakallah for that. Back to the WhatsApps. Is royal baking powder halal?
see this product is halal suitable.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Evox protein shakes halal?
Unfortunately, we cannot give any assurance on this product as we have contacted the manufacturer, but they advised that the product is going under reformulation, so they cannot provide any information. Thus, we are not in a position to give any assurance on the halal status of this product.
Another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Your question, brother?
I just want to find out these choriyas, the sour choriyas and mangoes, halal.
Okay, what type of
China fruit?
Okay, these products, you see, you just have to check on the packaging. If it's neutral ingredients and there is no flavoring, it should be fine. But if it has any added flavoring, then we need to investigate the product further.
Okay, back to the WhatsApps. Assalamu alaikum. Is Checkers Bakery products halal?
Okay, as for Checkers Bakery products, we cannot give any assurance because we haven't certified the bakery and we don't have any access towards the bakery or manufacturing facility. So we cannot give any assurance for Checkers Bakery products.
See, we're having quite a few callers. We have another one on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Seem to have lost that caller. We can return back to the WhatsApp lines. Is turtle tough bubblegum tape halal?
Okay, unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If they can forward the details to our offices, we may assist the consumer further.
Okay, I see another message. Listen, there's quite a few questions. Is Biscolata made by Solen brand halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product.
Okay, Monster Pop Lollipop.
This product is halal suitable.
Okay, Magic Chews made in China.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the consumer can forward the details to our offices, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay. Is Wattica's chocolate made in New Zealand halal?
Unfortunately, we do not have information at the moment. If they can forward details to officers, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Ameen. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
What?
Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Malana?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Your question, my brother?
I just want to find out something. Chicken licken. Chicken licken is chicken licken halal.
Okay, as for chicken licken, these outlets are not certified halal by Sanha. So when it comes to a restaurant, if it is not certified by Sanha, as we do not have any agreement and no access to their kitchen and their meat products, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay.
So chicken licken is not certified by Sanha, so we cannot give any assurance.
Perfect. Let's go back to the WhatsApp lines. Assalamu alaikum. Can you advise on the halal suitability of Skittles sweets?
Yes, Skittles sweets are halal suitable.
Let's see, quite a few still to go. Is Woolworths croissants and garlic bread halal?
Yeah, regrettably, we do not have information on these Woolworths bakery products, so we cannot give any assurance.
Let's see. Is, I think, another message coming through, maybe the listener, I think it was asked previously, is Skittles halal?
Yes, Skittles are halal suitable.
INJ products?
INJ fish products are halal suitable.
Is it only the fish products or any other products?
Because they do have beef burgers and stuff, those products, we don't have information, but the fish products are halal suitable.
Okay, perfect. Nana. Which yogurt in KZN Asanha approved?
Okay, I can tell them clover yogurts are halal suitable. Pick and pay yogurts which states lacto-vegetarian on the packaging are halal suitable. Danone double cream and medium smooth flavored ones are halal suitable. And if they can specify any brand, then we may advise them further, inshallah.
Okay, perfect.
And also the Woolworths gluten-free yogurts are halal suitable.
Okay, let's see back to what the lines. Salams, is Super M halal?
Yes, this product is halal suitable.
Listerine mouthwash?
This product may be used.
Nestle yogurt?
Okay. This one, I can't call off, and if they can forward details to our officers, we may investigate and assist the consumer further.
Melrose cheeses?
Melrose cheese products are halal suitable.
Same listener asking, Steri Stumpy milkshakes?
Steri Stumpy is certified halal by China.
Orbit floss.
Is it Oral-B one? Oh.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Orbit is a brand of its own, isn't it?
Orbit Chappies. I can't call off hand of Orbit Floss.
Yeah, neither can I.
Yeah, only thing I can think of is Oral-B setting tape or Orbit Chappies.
Okay, we have one more call on the line.
If they can provide more information, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, perfect. One more call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi, brother.
All good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. The bakery at Fruit and Veg, Lanasia, is that certified by Sanha?
Okay, this bakery is not certified by Sanha, so we cannot give any assurance.
Okay, I think they said it's halal, but I think it's NIHQ.
See, you know, we're not saying this place is not halal or anything. As a certification body, for us to give assurance, we need to have an agreement with them and we need to know what ingredients are being used. So without those information from our end, we cannot give any assurance. But the consumer, it's a prerogative thing. They have the rights to make their own decision.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah.
I see quite a few messages. Monster, Red Bull, and Dragon, and Switch.
Okay, Switch energy drinks are certified halal by Sanha. With regards to Monster and Dragon, due to lack of the required, she cannot give any assurance.
And Red Bull?
Red Bull original and sugar-free variants are halal suitable, but we do not have information on the flavored ones.
Okay, another message. Is Twix chocolate halal?
Yes, this product is halal suitable.
Let's see. A message coming through. Nola Ultra Creamy Mayonnaise.
Yes, this product is halal.
Assalamu alaikum. Is Sensodyne Total Protection Toothpaste halal?
Yes, Sensodyne Toothpaste products are halal suitable.
The Strawberry Worlds by Baker's.
Okay, this product is on the packaging whether it has gelatin. If there is no gelatin, this product is halal suitable.
Okay. Not sure what this is. We're coming towards the end of the program. We'll see which few we can answer. Assalamu alaikum. Is McCoy's pies halal?
Okay. If they can advise the manufacturer, I don't know if it's a brand name or if it's a manufacturer name. But first time I'm coming across this brand name.
Okay.
And contact our officers tomorrow. We may assist them for that, sure.
Okay. I think we can end the program there, as it's almost 8 o'clock, and I'll be back with the news bulletin. Jazakallah for joining us. We'll speak to you again next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that's it with the Sanha program. If your queries were not answered, inshallah, please ask again next week and we will try and see to them. From myself, Hussein Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.